Hello and welcome to Are You Connected number 53. I think it's 53, Jenny.
53, Lois. Yes, it definitely is.
Definitely 53.
Because we had the recording problem last time, didn't we?
We did. We enjoyed the chat, but we didn't get much recording done.
That's right. It was and it was time restricted, so it was too sad, too bad.
Yep, that's right.
Sometimes that happens.
How are you feeling?
I'm feeling pretty good today. Yes.
Not jet lagged at all.
I've done really well with jet lag this time on this end of the trip.
Oh, that's good.
Mm.
So did you sleep on the plane?
I did sleep on the plane. I think I had 8 hours sleep on the plane.
Well, that's amazing.
Because I went to the Unplugged conference.
In Toronto, was that?
Yes, it was at the Northern Edge, which is up at South River. It's very hard to get my directions going because we'll go out up north, but it was called South River, and I'm like, oh, this is a bit upside down.
Is it on the lakes?
There's lakes everywhere. You can't not be on the lakes. I've just stopped in
amazing?
Canada.
They're just incredible, yeah. Aren't they?
Yeah, lakes everywhere. And, like, you look at the lake and you can't see the other side. It's like you're at the beach, at the ocean.
It is. Now, tell us about Unplugged, Jenny.
Right. Well,
How did you cope being unplugged?
Unplugged? Well, it was it was good because everyone that was there is usually plugged in. So a lot of my friends on Twitter were actually at the conference.
Yes.
So it started on Saturday and we went into Toronto and we stayed overnight in Toronto. Everyone stayed there and they had a tweet up at the hotel there, and a whole lot of people came that weren't going to the conference.
Oh, that's a nice idea.
So that was nice because I met up with lots of other people I follow on Twitter in Canada. Didn't realise how many of my people I follow are actually in Canada. I've got quite a fair few people there. So it was great meeting up with people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was almost too much, sort of like it was, you know, so many people to meet and whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, the next morning we got up and caught a train up to South River, which sounds funny.
Yeah.
So a train, and the train journey was about 4 hours long.
Oh, that's a fair way then.
Yeah, very nice train trip it was, and the train had Wi-Fi on it.
Oh, really?
Lots of plugs where you could plug in. So that wasn't unplugged at all, that part of the trip.
Right.
But it was a great time for everyone to get to know each other. We were encouraged to move around and meet as many people as we could.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And also, the night before at the Twitter, they'd given us our unplugged bags of goodies.
Yeah.
And in our unplugged bag of goodies was a brand new smart pen.
Oh, really?
Yeah, 4 gigabytes.
A 4 gigabyte smart pen. Is it similar to the one you had before?
Well, it's a little bit newer than the one we got a few years ago.
Yeah.
So we used that on the train and, recorded conversations and all sorts of things on the train, which was good.
Yeah, what a great idea.
Yeah, and we talked to everybody and tried to get to know everybody. There was 40 people went on the conference.
Right. So it's quite small, very,
quite small, yes. So we caught the train up to South River and then we caught a bus, one of those old yellow school buses.
Did you go on a yellow school bus?
Which apparently aren't old. They just make them to look like that.
They're retro.
Yeah, retro. I thought, why don't they ever get new buses? Well, they are new buses. That's how they make them to look like school buses.
Oh, okay. That's funny, isn't it?
Yeah. I'm looking around thinking Big Bird or someone's going to come out any minute. That's where we see them on Sesame Street.
I guess maybe that's a safety feature too. Everyone recognises that as a school bus perhaps.
Could be, yeah, or they just like it. Yeah. Anyway, we caught that bus up to the Northern Edge retreat where the conference was at.
Mm-hmm.
It was very much an unconference. It wasn't like a conference. It was very much an unconference because there were no keynote speakers.
I was going to ask you that.
And there were no presenters.
Right.
We had creation time where we could do paddle boarding, canoeing.
In the lake.
Biking, yoga. Yes, in the lake. Great activities like that.
Yeah.
And then we had time where we were working in a small group of four or five people.
Yeah.
And one of our homework jobs was to write a letter.
Right.
About education to someone in education, about what matters to us in education.
Mm-hmm.
So we took our drafts with us that we'd done before the Unplugged, and then we sat in our group of four or five and we read everybody's and gave them feedback, and then changes were made on the drafts. Yeah. And now draft letters have been all compiled together in a book.
Okay.
And it's still having a few little bits of work done on it, so it's not quite ready yet for publishing, but it will eventually be published.
So it'll have 40 letters.
Yes.
From people saying what they want in education.
Well, sort of their letters, some are thanking people, some are talking about what matters to them in education. So all very different letters. I was surprised and thought, gee, we might all come up with the same letter.
Yeah.
But they are all so different, the letters,
yeah.
About what matters in education to them and you know, just different things they've had. So the book will be published with all those letters in there. There are letters to teachers, letters to graduates, letters to pass to students, all sorts of letters.
Yeah, sounds like a lovely idea. Is there one from last year as well? Is there a book from last year?
There is a book from last year, yes. There's an Unplugged 11 book.
So where do you get the book from, or is it only for the people who go to the conference?
No, it's from anyone. If you go to the Unplugged website.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Unplugged.ca, and it's Unplugged, UNPLUGD.
Oh, okay. Right. A shortened version.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's good. We'll put that link on the in the podcast notes.
And it was very sort of in your face a bit, having your work looked at other people.
Critic. Well, I suppose, but that's what we ask kids to do all the time, isn't it?
And I really felt, gee, we ask kids to do this all the time, bring up the work and I'll read your writing, and then we make suggestions to them. And, you know, people were making suggestions to us about where we should change and what we should put here, and this needs to go there and that down there. And, you felt like, well, this is how kids feel.
Yes. Anyway, good.
So, And then it was great when we'd finished, though, and we had our drafts redone and we had to hand our work in.
Oh, I had to hand your work in.
And I didn't take my laptop.
No.
Because I didn't want to carry it around everywhere, so I only had my iPad.
Right.
And I really wasn't thinking about it because I had my new iPad. You know, I haven't put all my apps on my new iPad yet.
No. You deliberately didn't, though.
Yeah, I'm just putting them on as I needed it, and I realised I haven't really got a really good word processor on it. I haven't got Pages on it.
Yes.
And Pages will not download over 3G.
No.
It must be too big. So I've got to connect it up to my laptop and get Pages or get it at school or something.
So I had to
find an app that I could put my letter in, and I'd emailed it to myself or whatever. So I had the text. I could copy and paste the text and I put it into Notes and worked on it in Notes.
Yes.
Then I had to put it into an app that we could get it from the iPad onto a laptop there.
Yeah.
And you know how when you have apps that you can connect up the iPad to the laptop and then go on the apps tab and not sync it or anything, just go on the apps and then go down to the app and see the document there.
Yep.
So we did that. We just had to save it as a have it on something that would put it as a PDF file or something.
Yeah.
Just wanted to pick it up and then just copy the text and put it into Word or something.
Mm.
So that worked.
Yeah.
Mm. But it was a bit of thinking and getting a head around
thinking
it.
Around.
Actually, I think I ended up putting it into Explain Everything.
Oh, okay.
Because in Explain Everything, you can send it out as a PDF file or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know how Explain Everything lets you push it out in so many ways.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't email it or anything, so I suppose it's just saving it to the save space and then using that like that, so that worked well.
Yeah. So, and what else did you do? So you did the letter, you had some creativity time. What else did you do? You must have had...
We had to bring a rock.
Oh, yeah.
That's our other homework. Mm-hmm. We had to bring a rock with something to do with ourselves on it.
Mm-hmm.
And we one by one sort of put our rock out into the middle, and we had to connect them with other people's rocks. So it wasn't go around the circle. It was someone started and put their rock out into the middle, and then whoever thought they had a connection with what was said about the first rock, they did theirs next.
Okay.
And it was amazing because yeah, all the rocks ended up connected and everyone found a connection.
Right.
And someone would say yes, and they'd go next and talk about their rock and what it meant to them and maybe where they found it or why they had this certain type of rock and that sort of thing.
And then someone would add on.
Yeah, and then someone would be the next person, and they connected the rocks on a nice mat on the floor with bits of materials.
Okay.
Hmm.
Sounds alternative, Jenny.
It was. And we also had to decorate these little slabs of a tree that had been struck by lightning at some stage. It was a special tree, and they'd made like little coasters.
Mm-hmm.
Little bits of wood.
Yeah. Was the tree at the place?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we had to decorate the bit of wood with things that were important to us and perhaps to do with our letter and whatever.
Okay.
What matters most in education.
Yeah.
And then when we put those down.
Is that like a drawing? How would you decorate? Did you glue things onto it or did you draw?
Draw. We had different sorts of tools to draw on there with.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, and they were put out and connected to rocks.
Okay.
So it was all very 3D and in your hands.
Mm.
Yes. Yes. So it was interesting on the way, actually. One thing we did do that was a bit of fun was see who could be the last tweeter before we lost connection.
Oh, all right. Was it you?
Was me.
Yeah, of course it was.
Still waiting for the prize.
All right.
But anyway, that was a bit of fun because it was, yes. So it was a great weekend, and one of the highlights, I guess, was canoeing out across a lake in darkness.
Oh, really?
In the darkness across to the other side of the lake where there was a lovely fire.
Oh.
We sat around a fire, and for those who were inclined, there was a sauna, and you could go in and have a sauna.
Mm-hmm.
Then you could come out and swim in the lake, and then you could come and sit at the fire.
Oh.
Mm. Wow.
Sounds very alternative, Jenny.
Yeah, and then we had to canoe back across the lake in darkness, and it was so dark. There was no moon. It was all cloudy.
Right.
Mm. So lucky we had these torches.
I was going to say, I hope someone knew what they were doing.
They gave us these really good torches in our packs, and we're like, well, that's nice, a torch. I wonder why we'll need that.
And now you know.
And also the retreat where it was at was all run on solar power.
Oh, was it?
Had these big solar panels up, so you were limited on what you could do with power.
Yeah.
So you really weren't meant to charge, keep everything charged up and be charging madly because it would just take all the power out of the grid. So that's why we had torches and things because there weren't a lot of lights around. Like, yeah, you went outside and there weren't all these lights to light up where you could go.
Yeah, torches and smart pens.
Yes. Yeah, so torches were well used. And so it was a very interesting time, very interesting weekend, and got to meet lots of really passionate teachers. And the variety of people that were there was interesting as well because you had, like, principals and teachers.
Mm.
And people perhaps who maybe weren't teaching at the moment, people in at the regional sort of level.
Yeah.
Then you had some graduate teachers who had just finished their training, so it was a really good mix. Hmm.
And you must have had other time where you did other things besides their very arty and alternative things.
Yes, where you could go canoeing or bike riding.
Oh, no, I mean, did you talk in groups or did you discuss, you know, world issues or things like that?
Oh, education, yeah. I think education-type issues and that sort of, you know, a lot of that sort of talk. And we had really nice meals there because all the food was organic and was really nicely presented and cooked up beautifully, and so that was really nice as well.
You were there for one night or two nights?
We were there for two nights.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we got there on the Friday and we came back on the Sunday.
Okay.
Yeah, so two nights, yeah.
Oh, sounds wonderful.
It was a very interesting conference to be unplugged and yet be connected with all the people you're usually plugged in with. So that was, but the, I guess the whole aim of the weekend and what was the writing.
Okay.
As much as anything, you know, writing and putting it all together as a book and coming away with something that we've created from the weekend.
Yeah, it's it's really reflective in lots of ways, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was very reflective.
Yeah
very reflective, and it'll be interesting to see. And we actually ended our time there with Minga time. Do you know what Minga is?
No, I don't know what Minga is.
Minga means giving back to the community.
Okay.
So we did some tree planting and path clearing and things like that at the end. It's called Minga, giving back to your community, which I thought was a very nice thing.
Yeah, that is a nice thing to do, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
A bit different too. It sounds very interesting, Jenny. And then you had a little bit of time in New York before you came home.
Yes, I dashed off down to New York.
And visited all the famous places we went to last time?
Visited a few places. The 9/11
yes.
Display, the Memorial Gardens and the museum now is amazing.
Because that was just a work site when we were there originally, wasn't it?
Yeah, a work site now. It's a beautiful memorial garden. Yeah. Two pools and almost looks like waterfalls, on each side of the pools and trees and the museum where they've put all the different memorabilia from the rescue.
Oh, okay.
And everything, that's pretty amazing. And films and just you could hear people talking about it and it was just really well done, very much.
Yeah, beautiful. Yeah,
so. And I had to visit the Apple store while I was there.
Of course.
And it was so crowded. It was like at 10:30 at night and it was as crowded as anything.
At 10:30 at night?
Yeah, I looked around for Lauren, but she wasn't there.
No, she wasn't sitting on the seat there doing something? No? Oh, okay.
I didn't see anyone I knew this time in there, so I looked around to see what I could buy. And I got myself a Mofi.
A Mofi.
A Mofi juice pack.
What does that do?
It's a charger.
Oh, okay.
For my iPhone.
Right.
It's sort of like a cradle one and you put your iPhone in it.
Yeah.
And you can charge it up and then you can just put it on so it doesn't actually charge your phone. And then when you want to charge it, you can turn it on, it'll charge your phone.
Okay. So it stores juice for your phone.
Yes, it's quite nice. You know how some of them are a bit bulky and it's not too bad. You can still slide it into your pocket with it on.
So there's no news of the iPhone 5 while you were there?
No news of that, no.
Oh.
No.
I'm waiting.
And I also bought an Olo clip.
And what's that?
Which is a lens that you put on your iPhone, and it allows you to take macro or wide-angle shots or fishbowl shots.
Okay. That's something I'd be interested in, definitely.
Yeah, I thought you might like to see that.
Yeah, I would.
The other thing I bought was, for my boys, was AppMates. Have you seen AppMates?
No.
They're little things that go on top of your iPad. Like this is a little set of two cars that goes on top of your iPad, and when you've got the app, download the app that goes with it, they race, play and explore and do what's happening on the iPad.
On top of your iPad?
And there's different ones you can get.
How big are they? They must be very small.
Like little matchbox cars.
Are they? Well, you couldn't go very far on your iPad.
toys digitally come to life on iPad.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. All right, so you had a lovely time shopping and exploring and racing back.
Yes, I did. So it was a couple of weeks gone now and back to school on Monday, back with my feet on the ground.
Yes, I'm back in the middle of winter. Gee, I've had enough of this winter. It's time it finished.
It is. It's good geek weather, though.
Oh, I suppose. I suppose.
It is.
So, Jen, what else is happening at the moment is we're just finishing our videos for the science competition, which all have to be finished next week because they have to be uploaded by midnight on the 26th of August.
Oh, so how close are you to be getting to that deadline?
Pressure is on, I can tell you.
How many have you got making?
Probably making, I haven't actually counted, but there'd be at least three or four movies in each group that I've got.
Yeah.
And so there would be 25, 30 movies.
Is this your first or second year of doing it?
Last year we attempted to do it, and so I said we'll have a practice at it. Mm-hmm. But the practice took so long we didn't actually get to the real attempt.
Yeah.
So this year we're much better prepared.
Yes.
And but it's just running short of time, you know, and kids don't realise. But, I mean, the advantage is it's only a 60-second movie, so there's not much in it. So
yeah.
It's very short. So I think we've virtually finished the filming. It's just, but they haven't finished their editing at all. So now they have to get it down to a 60-second movie. They won't all go in. We'll choose some of them to go in. But it's working quite well. I've got the camera, microphone, blue screen, the whole thing working really well. So I'm... the process I'm very pleased with.
Yeah.
So, and some of the science experiments have been, you know, outrageously successful, and some have been outrageously failures.
And have they looked at the ones that were on there from last year?
We look at a few. We start with that. That's how we how I tuned them into it, to look at them. Yes.
Yep. Oh, that's good.
Yeah. So they're very good, those ones that are on there. We're looking at some new technology for next year, and thinking about introducing a one-to-one program and getting, you know, getting some information about that.
It's the time of year to start thinking about next year, isn't it?
Well, really, yes. It's getting late. We haven't sort of got something in going, planning for now. You're actually too late, aren't you?
Oh, well, now's a good time to start because it's August.
Yes.
You probably need to have things set in motion by October, you'd think, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Well, I'm thinking there's a lot of communication goes on when you're setting up a new program, though, isn't there? Like, you need to talk to parents, and we need to get school council involved. And
But is the school going to manage them or students?
Oh, no, students are taking them home. They're student-managed. That's one of the big things about doing it is to get that management issue off our plate.
And who will buy the apps?
Well, I think an iTunes card would be part of the lease. You know, when they get their iPad, they would get an iTunes card for a certain amount of money that they would use to buy the apps for school.
And whose account will they use, iTunes account?
Won't they use their own? Ah, then we lose the apps, is that what you're saying?
Yes.
If they return the iPad.
When the iPad returns, you'll have to fork out for a whole lot of another set of apps, I suppose.
So how do you get around that, Jenny?
Well, if you've got the iTunes account, they're not, the iTunes account isn't stuck on an iPad. The iTunes account can have the password changed and they don't have access to it anymore, and the school still has access to it.
Right. So do you start an iTunes account for every iPad?
Mm-hmm.
The whole 100 of them?
Yep. Each iPad has its own iTunes account.
But they can access...
Otherwise, if you just let the students use their own iTunes account and you're giving them all the credit, they'll just... go off and it'll be in their iTunes account and their apps forever, I suppose.
Yeah.
So you have to decide what you want to do with you. It's a once-only gift.
Yeah.
And then you just have to redo it again if you continue on.
So the students access that iTunes account at home until you change the password on it? Well, that'd be a bit...
They don't have access to the email account that goes with the iTunes account.
So they can only change the password with your help. Okay. All right. We'll have to work that one through.
Yeah, ours are basically school managed now, our iPads.
Are they?
Even though the students, because students don't have access to the iTunes accounts, they can have access to their own iTunes accounts and put things on there from their own iTunes account that they purchase themselves.
Can you do that? Can you have your iPad? You can't have your iPad synced with two iTunes accounts, though.
They don't sync it. They just download the apps onto there. They don't actually sync it to a computer. It's just you can download an app and not be connected to a computer.
Yeah.
Most of the time, they're not connected to the computer.
Okay.
All
right. I'll be discussing that with you further as we get down this track.
Yeah, so you can have a mix of their account and your account, I suppose.
Yes, I suppose. That would be ideal, wouldn't it? Yeah, it's all interesting.
It is.
Anyway, they're the sort of things I've been looking at while you're away.
Yeah.
But it's a busy time of year in terms of, you know, you have to wind up a few things and get things sorted out for next year and start thinking about your programs for next year already, don't we?
We do. Yes, and we've been started on this eSmart journey.
Our school's in that journey somewhere too.
I'll be looking that up and getting my committee together for that.
There's a lot of work in that, isn't there?
Well, you sort of have to be... Well, when you look through it all, we've actually done this bit and that bit and this bit, but it's tying it all together.
That's right. We feel the same thing, that a lot of it's all there. It is just putting it all together in one place, which is a good idea because it makes it stronger, I think, by doing
that. And it audits your cyber safety in the school, and you can then actually see, oh, well, we are missing this part.
Yes.
And, you know, perhaps we should do this and really get a rounded finished product and have it so it's really working well and your whole community's involved.
Yes. Yeah. Mm. Well, and that's another thing, though, isn't it, getting everyone involved and on the same page. But it's a good idea.
Yes. So we'll be having more Illuminate sessions with our eSmart.
Oh, yes. Well, next time I'm hoping I can come to that. Well, Jen, I think time's getting on.
We're finished today?
We're finished today. We better... finish this off so we can get it up onto something.
Yes. Well, thanks, Lois. Thanks for all our listeners for today. And see you next time in Are You Connected?
Thanks, Jenny. See you later.
Bye.